This ain't like when you're at a game and sign up for a credit card just to get the prize and then you immediately cancel the credit card. Because there's no prize when you sign up for our radio shows at iTunes or with your favorite podcatcher. Sportsnet 590 The Fan on demand.
The whistle is blown! They're born in 2007! 10 years later, Toronto FC have risen to the top of Major League Soccer. They are your 2017 MLS Cup champs.
Scenes here at BMO Field. After so many years of failure, 3 years ago this club was reborn, and we're seeing finally for this fan base what they deserve, a championship. What a year it's been. Utter domination in the regular season, but could they get over that edge in the final? And yes, they could, with a fantastic performance. You have to say, Dan, it was all dominating today. There's only one winner, really. Had they found a way not to win today, it would have been unjust. Fantastic performance by arguably the best team we've ever seen in Major League Soccer.
It was one-way traffic for 90-plus minutes. TFC dominated in every facet of the game. They tackled, retained possession, regained possession at every moment. They were the team that we saw this summer. They were the team that set a new MLS points record. They are treble champions, the first in MLS history. They've won the Canadian Championship. They won the Supporter Shield. And now they've added MLS Cup to their honors for this season as they roll out the festivities for a celebration here at BMO Field.
I'll tell you, Dan, their intensity and their focus all this past week could have been misconstrued as tension and perhaps nerves. It wasn't that way. It was pure focus. They knew what the job was. Michael Bradley led the way with another fantastic performance, a courageous performance. Josie Altidore, after all that he went through the past week from injuring his ankle, scoring that huge goal last week, of course, to come in and score the game winner again today. Yeah, they spend money. Yeah, they've had some great investment from ownership, but they deserve this 100%. It's been a rebuild of this club from the ground up the last 3 years, and it's fully deserved. And looking at the fan base, I was concerned there might be some more pitch invasions, quite frankly, from the south end there. We haven't seen too many so far, but those guys in that south end, they've been there from day one. They've seen some ugly football over the years. They are going to have a good night tonight. They deserve this, as do the rest of the 30,000 people on hand here at BMO Field tonight.
Toronto can celebrate a championship tonight. TFC closing the deal here at BMO Field, 2-0 the final. Josie Altidore and Victor Vasquez scoring the goals, both in the second half. We'll take you to the presentation as they get it set up here at BMO Field. The fans aren't leaving the stadium. There's a ton of security helping to stop any hopeful.
I saw one. There's a couple there. A couple of fans that made their way to the field here. They're being cajoled here by security.
They are quickly being ushered off. We'll also hopefully get some post-game interviews from the field as TFC continues to celebrate. Hugs around the field, fist pumps towards the crowd. It's all happening here at BMO Field right now. You can hear them as the TFC players come to celebrate the group right in front of us here at the west end of BMO Field.
I must say, Dan, the memory goes back to those press conferences at Scallywags. The CN Tower, when they announced, I believe, Jimmy Brennan as the first signing. Marco Reddy was there that day as well, I think. And then Danny Dicchio's first goal. And then the years of just disappointment and failure at all levels of this club. And the fans, they kept coming out. They kept supporting this team. And then 3 years ago, they were rewarded with a newfound management, new investment in talent with Sebastian Giovinco, Josie Altidore, and, of course, Michael Bradley, who for me is the face of this franchise. He's taken this team under his wing. He's given it this identity. And now that identity is the best team in Major League Soccer. The ghosts of the past, they've been exorcised. Let's stop talking about those and start celebrating what this team is and what it can be, because this is just the beginning. These players aren't going anywhere. They have bigger ambitions in the Champions League, which kicks off in February, believe it or not. It's a special night, and we should enjoy the present, but I tell you what, for fans of this team, the future is extremely exciting as well.
Stan Riccio and James Sharman, happy to announce to you that Toronto FC are MLS Cup champions. They are celebrating on the field, Seattle is off into the dressing rooms. TFC win it 2-0 today with a couple of second half goals. Joining us quickly is Craig Forrest. Craig, it was bound to happen. Stefan Fry could only do so much. TFC finally found the breakthrough, and it's Jozy Altidore, of course.
Yeah, it was amazing. It really was. He was huge, wasn't he, Altidore, in the semifinal against Columbus when he was down and out with his ankle injury. He gets his chance. He scores. Then he gets this important goal that finally was the breakthrough past Stefan Fry. It's been with just amazing performances all around the park. Drew Moore, Lavinga, Bradley was amazing the last 15, 20 minutes. Up front, Diabinko was excellent. The balance was good. Their philosophy, the way they play the games, guys, you got to say that it's nice to see that successful, because it would have been a travesty if Toronto FC didn't win that game, and a little unfortunate that Seattle, when they wanted to come out and play, could actually force Toronto into some problems, which is a sad indictment on the way they approached the game, quite honestly. But way to go, Toronto FC. I can't believe what we're seeing here. 8 first years, not even making the playoffs. Yeah. You know, very painful. They finally got it right in a big way, and that was as good as any final we'll ever see.
We're going to go down to Jozy Altidore. He's talking to the TFC fans here at BMO Field right now.
You guys have been through a lot in this city, whether it's us, other sports, a lot of long suffering. This is for you guys, man. We love you guys.
A la ciudad de Toronto, Jozy le dice que la ama, la quiere, que es preciosa y que esto es para ellos.
All right, they are speaking now in Spanish, as Jozy is fluent in both languages.
Give a man the match there, looks at things. And with that goal, it hardly comes in as a surprise. And you know what he's been through the last week or so, all the speculation, scoring the big goal last week, getting injured on that play or just before that play, still doing it, and coming out today and looking 100%, wasn't he? The ankle wasn't an issue at all. As he assured us all week, we just didn't believe him.
He broke through on goal, the pass from Sebastian Giovinco, and he made no mistake. TFC had so many opportunities, but it was just waiting for that eventual breakthrough. Jozy Altidore named MVP of this year's MLS Cup final, TFC winning it 2-0. Greg Vanney went through 3 MLS Cups as a player without winning. He went last year as coach, didn't win, finally gets to add MLS Cup to his trophy cabinet after a successful year as a player and now as a coach. With the decision he made to go with the lineup he did today, the 4-4-2 diamond, absolutely massive what he's meant to this club.
I think he nailed it in the whole postseason, didn't he? Dropping Delgado for Osorio, that raised some eyebrows. It turned out okay. And then, like I said, going to the diamond formation today, did the same thing at the halftime of the last match. He shows some real versatility. And, you know, I think we need to give Greg Vanney a lot of credit here. That's the egos in that team.
Yeah,
let's not get ourselves here.
Yeah,
he's got them playing.
I mean, he's a quiet type guy. He doesn't give a lot of headline voice sound bites. But to deal with this team like he has, with some egos, like you said, James, he's done a terrific job and showed his flexibility as a coach, too. For my money, it's the best squad in Major League Soccer, but it doesn't always make it the team that's going to win. So to prove it after failing last year against a very relaxed Seattle side, incredibly impressive. I thought the performance as well as the result was well deserved.
First time since 2011 that the Shield winner has won the championship as well. It's been 6 long years in that part, and given how their form did seem to slip somewhat since clinching, putting in this performance, which is one of their best performances of the season, let's be honest. They left it for the last game, didn't they? Mm-hmm. And so deserving. And just, it's nice to see, like you said, Craig, a team winning a championship and winning the right way, because Seattle, once again, for 2 years straight, it was almost anti-football. It was so defensive.
Yeah. Could have been 6 or 7 nil, to be quite honest. They were lucky to even be in it as far as they were. But as you know, as in the sport, you can hang on and win it sometimes in penalties like they did last year. So,
well, Bill Manning told us before the match that as TFC steps up to the podium for the trophy presentation in just a moment, Bill Manning said the pressure was to get back here today to MLS Cup Final. The pressure was to get through New York. The pressure was to get through the Columbus Crew. And once they did that, they knew exactly what they needed. The TFC is now celebrating the trophy. Let's try and get back down there to TFC and their trophy presentation. Not hearing Don Garber, the commissioner, on the PA feed as he talks to MLS right now. on TFC winning MLS Cup. The first Canadian franchise to win an MLS Cup. I mean, you'd think of, I think of last year here at BMO Field against the Montreal Impact. I think of here today, the run this year, the added coverage, the breaking through into the mainstream. I don't think there's any way but to say that this is going to be big for Toronto FC and for Canadian soccer as Larry Tannenbaum lifts the MLS Cup trophy and hands it off to Michael Bradley.
Very well deserved, Michael Bradley, too. He has been the spine of this team and this organization since he got here, and he is the real leader, and he leads by example, and he's ready to lift the trophy for the entire organization in 2 seconds.
He takes it over to his teammates. And they are jumping for joy on the podium. There is confetti. There is pyro. Everybody in the stands has their cameras out. This is a joyous moment at BMO Field, a place where there hasn't been many joyous moments. They've been few and far between. This year, it's different. This year, it's TFC winning MLS Cup against the Seattle Sounders, as the failure of a year ago is now washed away with them being champions here today.
They'll be heading over to the South End pretty soon with that trophy. Sounds right, doesn't it, guys? That would give you some goosebumps. There are so many times in the first 8 years when we never thought we'd see this day. We never thought this team would get it together. They'd figure it out. There are so many missteps along the way, on the field, off the field. But that changed. It's changed. And now you have a team that, you know, dare I say it, has the potential to win more of these things in the next few years. And add to it with the Europe, with the Champions League, Champions Cup trophy as well. A treble winning team.
Yeah.
What a night for these fans in this city.
Yeah, the CONCACAF Champions League, is that what's next for this organization? It certainly needs to be next for the league. They've got to be the best team in the region before we start talking about it being the best league or a league that can compete with some of the better leagues around the world. They have a ways to go yet, but they're ambitious, this league. They're certainly ambitious, this football club, and their organization has done a terrific job to get to this point. It was a long time coming, but they eventually got it right.
We see Steve Bedeshaw there with the trophy. What a year he's had. I mean, a dreadful injury, a torn pancreas.
Canadian championship.
Yeah, exactly.
He stayed in the game for the win.
Yeah, and the surgeon said, I usually see these wounds from stabbings.
Car crashes.
And he came back, and for a while there, he lost a spot to Nick Asler, who was a great mid-season acquisition for Toronto FC, but he got his job back. And if anyone deserves to lift that trophy, it's probably Steve Bedeshaw, because he has had an up-and-down season, tumultuous, but on the field, he's been exemplary.
TFC, the champions. BMO Field singing in unison the legendary Queen song. We will likely, hopefully, have some interviews from the pitch. We'll take a quick break as we get set for a championship celebration night here in the city of Toronto. It's Dan Riccio with James Sharman on Sportsnet 590 The Fan.
Congratulations, TFC, on your MLS championship. TFC. From your friends at Sportsnet 590 The Fan. Full-time from BMO. This is the Toronto FC post-game show on Toronto Sports Radio. Sportsnet 590 The Fan.
Here comes Seattle. It has Nicolas Ladero on his left foot. Cleared away. Marky Delgado gets to it before Clint Dempsey can. TFC trying to work it forward as they have all night long, getting quick into their transitions. Josie Altidore played through by Sebastian Domingo. A chance! The goal! It's there! Josie Altidore, his seventh in postseason history! Not bigger than this! It puts TFC up 1-0! Yes, there it is, the winning goal here at MLS Cup Final. The celebrations continue here at BMO Field. Dan Riccio and James Sharman. And we are happy now to be joined by owner of your Toronto FC. It is Larry Tannenbaum. Larry, congratulations. This has got to be a hell of a moment for you.
This is the greatest. This is unbelievable. And to actually have two trophies in 2 weeks is like, you know, I mean, this is an unbelievable dream. Dream come true.
There's been a lot of years where this club was trying and it fell short. The last couple of years have been brilliant. It's all been working towards this. Did you always have this vision in your mind for TFC?
always had faith. Always had faith. And what an incredible team we have here. This is history. This is history in the making of what we have, this team, this super team. Just fabulous. Just great. Thank you.
Larry, when you first brought this team to this city, could you have thought in your wildest imaginations 30,000 fans at home in the MLS Cup final celebrating the way they're celebrating?
Dreams come true, and our dream came true tonight, I got to tell you. And took a while, but it was great. It's just absolutely fabulous. Just so happy. I'm so happy, you know, for Bill Manning, for Tim Bezdachenko, for Greg Vanney, for all the players, and you know, happiest for all of our fans here. I got to tell you something. We have some phenomenal fans here. Just great. And to them, you know, this is for Toronto. This is really for Toronto here.
Larry, congratulations. Thank you for joining us right now. Go celebrate this big win.
You got it. I will do that. Thank you.
There he is, Larry Tannenbaum of Maple Leaf Sports Entertainment, owner Toronto FC. The celebration's ongoing here, James. They are down in the south end. They just did the big clap, the ceremony with the drum. Songs are playing, people are singing, flags are still flying. Feels like nobody's left the stadium yet. Okay, maybe a few people have left.
They'll be here for a while, I think, yeah. I think they'll be here for a while, most of these fans at this moment. And, you know, it's amazing looking at the history of this club and speaking to Larry there. You know, they got it wrong for so many years. They got bad advice from some people over the years. Remember the Jürgen Klinsmann consultancy group recommended Aaron Winter, let's redesign football in North America. It failed. But then Tim Lawicki came in. And I think it's really important to, at some point, acknowledge Tim Lawicki, a polarizing figure perhaps in this city in some regards, but he convinced ownership, this is how you do it. These are the people you need in place to be successful. And there's no coincidence that 3 years later they are lifting a championship because of Lawicki's work.
Tim Lawicki is the one that put Tim Bezdachenko in place. The GM that started this all, he helped bring in, and this is where the bloody big deal and the talk that it was a failure falls short. Yes, Jermaine Defoe did not work out, James, but the man who captained this TFC side tonight, you could have named him most valuable player tonight, and I would not have any argument for you. Michael Bradley is the face of this team. He's the one that drives the bus. He's the one that holds each and every player accountable when they go to BMO Field and Kia Training Ground. And he has been everything that this team wanted and needed from him from the start in 2014.
He leads from the front, on and off the field. A very intense individual, but he loves the city. You know, he's embraced the city. He lives here year-round with his family. He's given this team identity, and it didn't have identity until he arrived. And you're right, that day when Jermaine Defoe was signed, and it's a good signing, no one really anticipated it going wrong. You really can't blame, I don't think, MLSE and TFC for that signing, but the afterthought was Michael Bradley. I think in many ways, for those of us who watched the game closely, we were more surprised that he came than Defoe. Defoe was at the end of his career, or so we thought. He's playing quite well these days at Bournemouth, but it had been rumoured for a long, long time. Bradley kind of came out of nowhere, the US captain, not the guy that's going to score you 20 goals a year. He's a defensive midfielder, miscast at times perhaps, but he has just redefined what this team is. And that guy, I hope out of all the players, that guy can take great solace in what's happened and will enjoy himself this evening and for the next few weeks and months as this city really embraces Toronto FC, their sports team.
And the celebrations will be ongoing all night. I mean, Liberty Village is going to be just a party zone throughout the rest of the evening as most of these people here inside BMO Field will eventually make their way to Liberty Village, which has kind of been TFC's village on match days. It's always kind of been that way. And the celebrations will go on through the week. This is something the club has been building up for. You know, they made the adjustment at the Kia Training Ground. They put in the trophy cabinet there for everyone to see. And there was some snickers at first. That's a little bit brash on your part, don't you think, guys? Well, they're the ones smiling today, and they're the ones that'll have this MLS Cup trophy in there for the next 365 days.
It's a great point. They set their goals high. You know, we will take nothing but success and championships. And this year, they aim number one, let's get the supporter shield. Number two, let's win the cup. They've done both.
We are going to go back onto the field. Tim Bezdachenko joins us here on Sportsnet 590 The Fan. Tim, congratulations. I don't know what else to say. You were the kind of the orchestrator of all of this from the start.
Yeah, I mean, I can't say enough about Greg Vanney and our support from our ownership and Bill and the whole group of guys. These players had a mission from last year after we lost in the penalty kicks to come back this year and to win it all three trophies to win the treble. So I can't say enough about these guys. They have hearts of lions.
Bez, you're losing your voice. I'm not surprised. Listen.
Yeah, sorry about that, guys.
The way you won the match tonight as well, that was as good a performance, I think, as we've seen from Toronto FC all year long. It'd been a struggle through the playoffs, you know, more defensive football. But, I mean, how proud are you that they won it the way they won it?
Yeah, look, the regular season is maybe you get some style points about how you play. In the playoffs, it's about winning, especially in the East this year where we were clearly the better conference. It was about getting to the game. And then I can't say enough about the guys and Greg making a tactical formation shift, going to a 4-4-2 diamond, and they didn't know how to handle it. I mean, it was our best performance of the year, and obviously Josie stepped up and finished that goal. So, you know, kudos to all our guys.
What were the conversations at the beginning of the year, Tim? We know it was disappointing to fall short last year, but coming in and completing the treble, this is, I imagine, every goal you had on the whiteboard to start this year ends up getting checked off.
Yeah, I mean, we have an ambitious group. Greg and Michael and the guys sat down, and they, I'm not joking, they said we want to be the best ever. And that was earlier in the year, and I'm like, guys, let's just take it one trophy at a time. But if you come to our training ground, you'll see our trophy case. There's three sort of trophy cases empty, and it was Supporter Shield is another one, but it was Canadian Championship, MLS Cup, and then there's one that's still empty, which is CONCACAF Champions League.
Tim, Michael said a couple of times that the preparation for this season began the day after the loss last year. What are you guys doing tomorrow?
We're enjoying this one. And look, Michael has been a great leader for our team and Josie and Seba. And look, this whole core, they came together and they set their goals high. And I'm just happy for them to fulfill this and to be the best team ever. It's incredible.
Tim, congratulations, man. You've worked so hard at this. The team, they've really won over the city of Toronto, and you had a big part in that. Congrats.
Thank you very much, guys. Appreciate it.
There is Tim Bezbachenko, the general manager of Toronto FC, joining me, Dan Riccio, and James Sharman here on the post-game show as TFC has won 2-0 over the Seattle Sounders here at BMO Field and collect their first MLS Cup trophy. And judging by the way this team has been run over the last couple of years, you imagine it might be the first of a few to come in the future.
And you wonder now with the new rules regarding targeted allocation of money, not to get too boring for everyone out there, but there's more money available to each team starting next season.
They can bring in more Victor Vasquez's
right.
That will not count against the salary.
And he was arguably the best player for them this season. Will they address that where the need is this offseason? Probably. You know, they seem so invested financially at the ownership level. This team could only get better. And the next goal is obviously going to be Champions League football, which says something. No MLS team has ever won that before. It's a highly competitive league. We're not sure where this team is yet compared to some of the great teams in Central America and North America, but boy, it's going to be fun watching and seeing what they do this offseason, because I've got a suspicion that most of this team will return next year with a significant addition or two.
And, you know, there's been so many great stories on this team. Josie Altidore was the MVP tonight, the man of the match. He scores the winning goal. Victor Vasquez has had his shining light all season long. Alex Bono, you can make the argument, James, that he doesn't, without him, TFC may not be here tonight. The way he played through the first couple of rounds certainly did a lot of good for this TFC team as they were a bit tense getting here.
They were. I mean, against Columbus in particular, he made some huge saves. Also against New York as well. He's a young goalkeeper. He's still learning his trade. But, boy, he's been so good this year, winning the job from a very good goalkeeper in Clint Irwin. Of course, don't forget, Irwin started the final last year. And Bono, you speak to the guy. He's just living the dream. He's just loving this every minute of it. He's very personable. He's a very popular teammate as well. And he'll go as far as he wants to go. You know, he's got ambitions to one day play overseas, but he's just not yet. I think out of all the players out there right now, he might be partying the hardest tonight because he seems to enjoy himself as TFC's number one.
The party is going to go on all night, you would imagine. We will hopefully have some sound from the room as well, and maybe from the press conference as TFC are celebrating still on the field. The grounds crew is going to have a job to do tonight, James. I'll tell
they,
you that.
They are. I don't think they care about that too much.
Well, they got 6 weeks or something to figure
yeah, that's
it out,
right, before the Champions League is a good point. I'll tell you, this is home to a couple of champions right now, right, with the Toronto Argonauts winning the Grey Cup a couple of weeks ago now Toronto FC. For so long, we've been starved of a champion in this city, and now we have two of them. You know, what a time to be a sports fan in Toronto, and it's not often you could say that then.
Yeah, and this championship is going to be enjoyed by many. TFC has really risen over the last couple of years. I mean, we've always, you know, we've covered soccer for a while in this city, James, and we've felt that soccer culture here, and it doesn't always end up in the mainstream. And TFC is starting to win over some of those naysayers that they, you know, that, quite frankly, they earned through the first couple of years. But they've certainly won over and really built this fan base over the last couple of seasons.
People laughed at this club for years. They laughed last year when they lost the MLS Cup despite not facing one shot on target. Now that they win it, and they win it in style, playing a great brand of soccer, and I really hope it just shuts up those naysayers, because this is football, right? It's the global game. It's the world's game. It's going to arrive here. It's going to stay here. It's going nowhere. We should just be champions of that sport, you know, in this country, because we're not going away anytime soon, and you need these kind of moments, I think, to show the non-believers that, yeah, you know, we are here, so get used to it.
And the home dates will be increased next year. It's funny. We've talked to Bill Manning quite a bit. We talked to him here tonight. We've talked to him on TFC Pitchside. The one thing he always says, and we have 2 minutes left, the one thing he's always maintained is that the eventual goal isn't just MLS Cup. It's to win the CONCACAF Champions League. And they'll get their first opportunity in quite a few years coming in 2018. And it's going to be really interesting to see them tested against the best in North America, and mostly the best in Mexico, because those are the ones that are really pushing the envelope in North American soccer.
And I love how, you know, they'll play the games here, I imagine. In the past, the Rogers Center has been a venue for big games, but they said this last year when we were concerned about the weather and the conditions for the Montreal game and the crowds and obviously the final. But this is their home, as they say. BMO Field, it is a fortress. And it's come such a long way from those early days. And you mentioned it earlier, Dan, you know, it was thrown together cheaply. But now it feels like a real stadium, and the fans make it feel like a real stadium. They've put in some huge additions. It looks great from the highway when you drive past at nighttime. It feels proper. You visit with friends from overseas, and they say, what's that? So that's our soccer stadium.
James Sharman and Dan Riccio, just so happy, so thankful that we were able to bring you this action tonight. I want to make some thank yous as we sign off here. Producer Emil Delich, producer Mark Boffo on the field, Craig Forrest, my co-host on TFC Pitchside, Thomas Michalakos. Of course, Dave Cadeau and Jason Rozon helping putting this together. And most of all, I think the person and people that need to be thanked the most is you, the fans, because through all the poor years, through all the bad football that you watched, you kept this club alive, and you kept ownership accountable to the point where they still decided to change things and to really invest and bring in world-class players that have helped bring on an MLS Cup here tonight. So for James Sharman, for everyone else here at BMO Field tonight, congrats to you, the people, and congrats to TFC as a whole as we sign off on an MLS Cup final victory for Toronto FC in 2017. Thanks for listening. Sportsnet 590 The Fan.
This ain't like when you're at a game and sign up for a credit card just to get the prize and then you immediately cancel the credit card. Because there's no prize when you sign up for our radio shows at iTunes or with your favorite podcatcher. Sportsnet 590 The Fan on demand.